When I was much younger, I used my time off or my escape time from daily same old mom's duties and responsibilities by escaping to window shopping at a local shopping center, right? First of all, it is tiring and often exhausting to be a mom caring for your young kids. And it's not only happens to us moms, but even without kids around, when life gets a bit boring, the easiest way to get out and look at the world around you, it's getting to the mall. And I understand, I just want to caution here about how wrong channels of emotional escape can do more damage than help, because it feels so relieving at first just to look at others who were happily carrying brand name bags stuffed with goodies and then stopping at the smoothie station for a sugar-loaded green smoothie, then just checking on the tempting chocolate cinnamon smell at the cookie shop, then at the accessories booth, makeup, that new candle store, and so on and on. Doesn't it sound like much fun? Well, let's find out about not one, but seven ways to waste your money down the drain in this episode number 35 on Simple Money Systems Podcast. Welcome to Simple Money Systems. This is your top podcast for moms with special needs kids who are eager to pay down their debt for a fearless, meaningful life that brings them joy. Hi, Deanna Gallas here. I am the host of this show for exceptional women just like you who are desperate for a debt-free life without going broke. Discover here simple money strategies to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to a debt-free life and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, roll up your sleeves, and get your life out of debt into your freedom zone with confidence. And guess what? You know the outcome. I would come home loaded with new stuff, hiding my bags in the closet for later to open them up, rushing back to my kids and family with still the same demands and responsibilities as the mom and the wife, with that deep guilty feeling inside, and just to realize that my hard-earned paycheck shrank down significantly. But my emotional shopping was normal to me. It served me for some time until I realized that instead of relieving myself, I was doing exactly the opposite. I was maxing up my credit cards, deepening even more in credit card debt. I still managed to pay my bills and credit cards and worked overtime, stealing precious time from my kids and family. And I was broke, frustrated, and hopeless. I deeply knew there had to be another way to handle my finances. And ultimately, God led me to a simple budget system that I discovered and created. And I was able not only to meet my month's end, but also pay off my house loan in 3 years using Simple Money System. With trial and error, I have created a budgeting roadmap that did the money magic. It takes 4 weeks of coaching on how to build your budget so you can have a solid start to pay off your debt and start growing financial wealth all in one place. Take your calendar and schedule our budgeting call right now. Hit the stop button, scroll down to the show notes right at the end of this episode, and click the link to book a 15-minute call to chat about how working together could be the right fit for you and to simply check and see if this could be the thing you have been searching for. It took me some time, but I just refused to stay where I used to be because I knew there must be a better way. And I am talking about my podcast here. You may notice that my fresh couple of episodes sound different, have you? Just scroll a few of them and you will notice an improvement in my sound recording. I knew that something was off. And it took me just to put it on my calendar to research how to improve the quality of my recordings. Otherwise, I would get distracted and this issue would drag on for a few more months. One bonus tip here. Friend, if you really want to see a change in your life, get it down on your calendar. Making sure have your daily calendar check-in routine so you won't skip it. Okay. Back to our topic today about ways of wasting your money. I understand the financial topic, especially when we talk about our personal finances, can get very personal and sensitive and kind of like, hey, stay out of my happy little money zone, right? But friends, where our hearts are, what do we love that we do not talk to anyone? Where do we drop the ball? And I am first to confess here, I am not without the guilt of buying on a whim. When I was even making it spiritual, you know, when you get the things by faith, sort of. This morning, right before recording this episode, I ran to the local store to pick up a fresh product that is normally put out on the shelves at a specific time of a day. And before I even got to my product area, I picked a couple of cute items off the racks that were looking at me to pick them up. When I looked at them, the first thought came through that I found a gem or I got lucky getting it before someone else gets it. But I caught myself and put everything back on the rack, leaving the store victoriously with a sense of doing the right thing. It felt so good to claim that moment and my money back, leading us to the first way of wasting money. It's impulse purchases, loading up your credit cards till you drop, using and abusing your earned income for such a false self-satisfaction when just only going for such an innocent adventure of window shopping. When I was overspending by emotional buying, I was a lot overweight. I am talking about like 70 plus pounds over my normal weight. And it was so easy to blame that I was a mom of four kids, so I tried to justify my overeating and I came up with an even more creative excuse that I was born like that with a genetically wide frame, la-la-da. Why I am talking here about overeating? You guessed it right. It requires more food, more sweets, more snacks, and so on. The next way to send your money down the drain is correct. Eating excessively. Spending money on the food that you do not need and on the food that doesn't fill you. Instead, damaging your whole organism. I can talk about food the whole time here, especially on how in the world I lost those extra pounds and became healthier, more energetic, fit, and feeling younger. And actually, I have my budget clients asking me, I probably will create a fun and engaging course. Actually, it will be like our community, specifically for ladies, for moms. Well, it may be in the future. For right now, the meal planning chapter is included in one of the simple budgeting coaching sessions. And if you would like to find out, check the show notes right below this episode to connect with me to get you in shape financially and physically, okay? Now, how is it with your bill pay? How do you make payments on that credit card? Do you know that paying minimum monthly payments on credit cards makes you automatically pay extra in the form of interest? And what when you missed the payment or went over the credit limit? You are right again. overdraft fees and late payments are incurring penalties on top of the interest that is already included in the minimal monthly payment, and it is our third way of wasting money. In my coaching sessions, I will teach you how to manage your bill pay simply and effectively. When my kids were in middle school or even in high school, I seriously prayed to stay financially sound. It was a very challenging time for me to seriously meet our family's month's end because my teenagers only would wear brand name clothes. And it wasn't just brand shoes and jeans, but also purses, bags, and even makeup for my girl and hair gel for my boy. Of course, I understood their age and trying to fit in and be included, and just like everybody else, not to be singled out or appear as a black sheep. Well, I survived, and it all passed after a few years, right? The kids grew up and became who they are today, fine young people. What helped me through those critical times was staying within my budget. It literally saved our family's finances. And the next way of draining your budget is, help me out here, it's buying brand name products when cheaper and still decent quality alternatives, maybe even better quality, are available on the market. While talking about brand name products, lately, I got more into locally made small boutique type of products that add personality, meaning, and purpose by who makes them. These shops typically stand alone in less crowded areas, seemingly lacking that piece of convenience buying, right? And I'm grateful for that. Yes, unnecessary convenience spending. Paying extra for convenience items or services that aren't essential is the fifth way of wasting money on our list. I love thrift stores and stores like Dollar General, but these places can have unlimited access to my wallet while I am there picking up just one thing I need for my kitchen, right? Well, everything is a dollar here, filling my shopping cart to the top. And why not to do a one-stop shopping deal when it is so convenient? Friends, I want to make another confession here. I pay monthly fees for my family gym membership. Lately, I was so consumed with launching the website that I often would skip my runs to the gym in the morning, where I really enjoy those group classes, swimming, saunas, and jacuzzis. It is so interesting because the monthly fee is set up on autopay. That's why I strongly encourage to have a paper bills and to schedule in your bill pay, in your auto bill pay on your bank account. And today I need to cancel my autopay. It is so interesting when monthly fee is set up on an autopay and I do not even consider paying for it. Does it happen to you? So I keep skipping not using the gym and wasting my money with unused gym memberships, my sixth way of draining down the wallet. And the last but not least way on how to waste money for today is, friends, your lifestyle inflation. What does it mean? This happens when you increase spending as income rises without considering long-term financial goals. Why I am pressing on setting up your goals here? Because you need a vision, a purpose in your life. And I'll cover in my sessions how to set up your day according to your family dynamics to accomplish more in less time and still have an escape window for yourself. See, we all have income sources, and it doesn't matter how big or small. The common denominator is money coming in weekly or monthly. Now, how they're flowing out, it's an art of managing your finances. And I would like to get you started setting up your bill pay system, your budget system, and your debt payoff plan. Maybe you already have your budget in place, but you don't like it. Let me help you to define it with you together, so it will start paying down your debt to help you save for your goals. Okay, friends, I had so much fun teaching today right here on a Simple Money Systems podcast. And I am so glad you tuned in. Take what we talked about and make your budget work as a fine-tuned, simple tool, helping you to get closer to your dream that is actually right here and within your reach. Start implementing these tips right now to simplify your life and save your precious time and money. And if you love what you learned today, be sure to hit that follow button not to miss future episodes. And please don't forget to leave a 5-star written review on a Simple Money Systems Apple podcast. It will encourage me to bring more topics like this. Just scroll down a few episodes for the reviews section. I am thrilled to know that this episode contributed to the debt-free life of your dreams. And if you are a social bee today, grab a quick snap of this podcast and post it in your stories about what I've shared with you by tagging me. And together, we can make a positive impact on someone's life. My beautiful soul, lead your day with confidence, peace of mind, and a grateful heart. Give yourself grace, adjust as you go, and stay committed to yourself and your family. If you're ready to take your money skills to the next level and want to be a part of a Simple Budget coaching to help you as a confident special needs mom, visit my website at deannagallas.com and check how to outsmart your money wasting and how to bring life and excitement in your daily life. I'll check with you in a week. Thank you for tuning into Simple Money Systems podcast. I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast and leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. So together, we can create a community of exceptional moms who stand behind each other. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a purposeful, debt-free life? I want you to know that your dedication and hard work, day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs does matter. Your precious gem is yet to shine. Get it out and share your light with others. Talk to you soon at the Simple Money Systems.